That's what this nation, her principle is. You have become a god. And Yah says, I say to you, Shatan, you're going to exalt yourself above the throne of Yah. Is that so? He said, you degenerate beast of hell, you're going to be cast down to the lower parts of hell. Because you will never be exalted like me. And America will never be exalted like the kingdom. She's a Jezebel. We that are Israel in this nation, we do what Yah commands us. He tells us to build homes. He tells us to grow food. And we wait for the coming of Yahshua. He tells us to do those things if it's Yah's will. If Yah takes this whole seed of Israel and pick them up, he can transport them to the land, even the physical land, what we call Israel. And Israel consists of more than that little strip in there. You understand? It's more to it than that. He can't do that. But until the time being, you build a house. You grow some food to eat. And you wait on the promises of Almighty Yah. That's what you do. That is taught in the Torah. The disciplines of Yah. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, we must have men that are leaders. They're led by the Ruah of Yah. If a man is led by the Ruah, is he a son of Yah? If you're led by the Ruah of Yah, are you a son of Yah? Is there any lies in the truth of Yah? So if you desire the truth, how is it that there's one that is not led by the Ruah that cannot convey unto you the truth? There are men that can, brothers and sisters. Don't let the enemy destroy the very power of man that Yah has placed at the authority of his headship. And Yahshua is the head of man, is he not? And that's what the enemy is trying to do. The enemy wants to become the head of man. But Yah says, not so. It will not be. He is the head of man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is the bread that Yah will make with the Bayit of Israel. He says in verse 10. Ibrahim 8:10, and this is the covenant of the Brit that I will make with the Bayit of Israel. After those days, saith Yah, I will put my Torah in their mind, I will write it in their levim, and I will be to them an Abba, and they shall be to me a people. Wherefore, when he come into the world, he says, sacrifices and offering would not, but a body have you prepared. Listen, brothers and sisters, there is no way that we can be in Yahshua without having the mind of HaMashiach. He said he will put his Torah into our what? In our mind. Does he say that? Did he say he will put his Torah into our mind? Does not Shaul tell us, let this same mind that will be in Yahshua be in us? Was not the Torah in the mind of Yahshua? Yeah. Then how can the mind of Yahshua be in us without the Torah of Yah being in us? I will show you in scripture, right? There is no way that the Torah or that the mind of Yahshua can be in us without the Torah of Yah. He said, I will put my Torah into their mind. He said, I will write my Torah into your mind, brothers and sisters. And without the mind of Yahshua, there is no faithfulness, obedience unto the Torah of Almighty Yah. And so what this world has tried to do is remove the Torah from the mind. Even when we were kids, we had the mitzvah in the school. We had to quote them. We had to quote the Pledge of Allegiance. And honor the flag. But everywhere you went, we had the mitzvah, the commandments written. Hallelujah. We had, even though we were secular people and a wicked people, and yet even the letter of that truth, it would impart truths into the people. That the crime and the nature of crime was not like it is today. Man has always been wicked, brothers and sisters. How do I know that? Can I tell you how I know that? Did not Yah show his hand upon Israel and feed them? Did they turn around and sin? Did he not bring them out of Mizraim with a great mighty hand? And yet they got on the other side, did they make them a god? Did he not give them food from Hashemiah and they complain about that? So the level of man has always been wicked. Did not they eat and then did they rise up and play? Did not they eat and rise up in their sexual orgies and things of that nature? So what has happened today? It was happening back then. Nothing no different. Yet in the midst of those secular places, just a letter of the law, just a letter of that. By nature, we did what was right. We obeyed the Torah of Yah. We do not have what we have today. And now we replace that with every kind of wicked, vile thing there is. They replace it with this inundation of all these wicked men and women to speak to our children and to speak to our minds on their talk shows and their radio shows and they're frolicking and they're nothing but a bunch of fools. They've taken your sons and daughters out of your home and given them over to some pervert for 8-9 hours a day under their command of indoctrination and control, just like it was in the days of Hitler, that the children turned against their parents, turned them in under the communist regime. And this nation is worse than a communist regime. Your dad is a mama, raise your children. I don't care if you just have bread to eat. Told Yah for that. He give you meat. Hallelujah. He'll fill your belly with tough things. He'll feed you. That's not a hard thing for Yah. He feed the sparrows. I said to Brother Allen the other day, I said to him, look at that squirrel. It was nice and fat and plump. He said, well, I said, I haven't seen squirrels around here in a long time. He said, because we have no cats. I said, whoa, no cats. So what happened to the cats? They're all gone. Well, the squirrels are flourishing. I used to love to hear them run in the trees. We'll have to get a cat and let the cat hunt some. They know they have a safe haven now. They do. But the beauty of that little thing, as it scurries, prepares the nuts for the winter. And Yah takes it directly to the nut. The sparrows sow, nor do they reap. But Yahweh takes care of them. Are we not greater than that, brothers and sisters? You don't have to pray for no house. I don't pray for no car. You don't have to pray for no clothes. I don't pray for that. Pray the will of Yah be done. Bless Yah. I will bless Yah at all time. That's what you do. Lift your hands and bless him with your offerings and your gifts. That's what you do. Hallelujah. He says in verse 5, wherefore when he come into the world, Yahshua has come, and sacrificed an offering not, but a body that was prepared for him. Look at the covenant of Yah. I want you to understand this, brothers and sisters. His covenant is in Yahshua. And we are we the body of Yahshua? Are we the body?
Yes.
Now what was in the body? Did the body have a lev?
Yes.
What was in the lev?
Torah.
Torah. Did the body have a mind?
Yes.
What was in the mind?
Torah.
Well, how can you say that, preacher? I want you to turn quickly to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. We are a generation that we have the propensity to do wickedly, don't we? Sure we do. That's why I want to place line upon line and precept upon precept. I want to take a little from the old covenant and a little from the Brit Shodasa. He says in Ephesians 5:30, now is this us here or is this some other people? For we are members of his body. Are you members of his body?
Yes.
Are you members of the body of Yahshua?
Yes.
Come on, declare that with a declaration. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I'm a member of that body. So does the mind tell the finger how to do this? Come on, my brothers and sisters. Does the mind tell the leg how to do that? Sure it does. The leg doesn't tell the mind, I'm going to do that. No, the mind says, do that. Hallelujah. I like the way that old fellow did that at Sam's. Yes. He was a tall fellow too. But he was energized. When I would see them there, I would kind of stay around the front because I knew when I saw him, he was a S-A-E-S, Sam. Nobody did it. He did it. Well, he's not there anymore. He probably got a promotion. Probably moved on. But I would simply stand there and just watch him do that. And just watch him. I said, look at him. He's the kind of man I would hire. Oh, he's the kind of man I would want to run my business. Oh, yes, I would. Sure I would. Man like him, I would hire him. Because he's faithful to the creed of Sam's Club. He wasn't going to steal from them because he was enthralled by what he was gaining from working for Sam's Club. And he showed it with an invigorated enthusiasm. I would hire him to run my business. Hallelujah. So, Shaul says that we, that's us, we are members of his body. Are we members of his flesh?
Yes.
And we are members of his bones.
Yes.
So we are the body of Yahshua.
Yes.
You will identify the true body of Yahshua by the power of living Torah and the laver in the mind.
Yes.
Don't let nobody trick us, saints. We all have been deceived, have we not?
Yes.
Oh, you were deceived last week. You deceived yourself.
Yeah.
Our minds always deceive us. But the beauty is that we're not bewitched. That you will not obey the Torah. Don't be bewitched where you can't obey the Torah. But we have deceived ourselves. Hallelujah. Brother Allen, I was working on that little building. I needed to add that little room over there. Basically, all those supplies came from across the road there. I bless Yah for Mr. Tucker down there as he bring the 2x4s and the treated lumber. Thank you, Mr. Tucker. Hallelujah. So we went across the road. We found enough just to build it. A few things we had to get, but it wasn't much. We found enough to build another building. So I was in a haste because I wanted to get things done. Brother Allen, I work on a time frame. I know how long it takes to do this, this, and that. And of course, I found myself hurting myself a few times because I would say, Dave, don't be a fool. You see how you're hasting? You're in a rush. You're going to hurt yourself, boy. And of course, that would be the thing that bring me back in line. And that is what the Torah does. It brings us back in line under the auspicy of the power of Almighty Yah. That's why it speaks from our mind and our love. So if we are members of the body, we are the body. And does the body consist of a Torah and the love? Does the body consist of a Torah and the mind? So we cannot be a part of the body unless we are identified by the Torah of life that is in us, which was in Yahshua. We cannot. I don't care how they cry. That means nothing, brothers and sisters. It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't mean anything. We are members of the body. And the law of the body comes from the mind, right? So the law of the body, the Torah of the body, when the mind says, lift your hands, the hand goes up, right? The hand doesn't go up because the hand said, man, I want to go up. No, your hand can say that, I want to go up. The man, shut up. That's what the mind says. And so that mind that we have, the mind of Yahshua, it speaks Torah, doesn't it? And it brings the life of Torah unto the body, doesn't it? Sure it does. This is simple, brothers and sisters. It doesn't take a great magnitude of intelligentsia to understand this, does it? This is written in the book. We are the bodies. We're members of the bodies. We're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. Now, there's witness of this truth. He also says in the beginning of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, and Yahweh has put all things under his feet. Now, whose feet are all things put under? Is this not Yahshua? All things are put on his feet, and he gave him to be head. Do you understand that? He is the head over all things of the Israelite congregation, which is his body. Are we the Israelite congregation? Are we not the body? Is he the head of the body? So does the law of the head goes to the body? Does the law of the mind flow through the body? So Yahshua is the head of us as the congregation of Israel. What is the mind of Yahshua? Is the Torah governs the mind of Yahshua? Sure it does. Sure it does, my brother. Sure it does, my sisters. Is there? He has made him. Yah has made Yahshua the head of the body. And it gave him to be the head over all things to the Israelite congregation. Why? Which is his body. The body of the Israelite congregation is the body of Yahshua. Where is the heart? We know as the physical thing called the heart. Where is it put in the body? Is it put in the body? Or is it put up here? You see, the physical thing in the heart is right here, right? Yeah, come on. That's that thing that goes boom, boom, boom. I like to feel mine. I like to feel it. Of course, when you hurt it sometimes, you like to put your hand there and see if you can feel it. I know I do. I like to feel my laugh. So if the body, if the heart is in the body and Yahshua, we are the body, then the heart, what was in the heart of Yahshua? Was the Torah there? Yes. No tradition but the Torah. We must have the Torah in our love. We must. It has to be. We're not the seed of Israel without the Torah. I don't care what these people say. I don't care what they say. They're filled, quote, with the Holy Ghost. Let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. They can say they have the power of Almighty. They have the power, quote, I have the power, quote, I have the power, quote, I have the power of God in the Holy Ghost, unquote. They can have all they want to. But unless they're in the body of Yahshua, the body, if they have the mind of Yahshua, you will know that because the power and the life of Torah in that mind and that body operates and functions by the leading of the guidance of the Torah of Yah. For he is the head of the body. And we are the members of the body. We are members of his flesh, and not only that, which is his body, the complete extension of Yahweh, who fill all in all. Now that is what the body of Yahshua is. It is the complete, the full extension of Almighty Yahweh. And in that body is all that is needed in that body to do all that Yah commands for the body to do. And that is why the Torah is not only in the left, but in the mind of the body. He has written it in our minds and our inward parts, that the witness of the Ruah will let us know without any doubt that we are the seed of Israel. There will be a great Ahava, a great love. We will love the Torah. We will love Yah speaking to us out of His Torah. Is that not what an Avad and an Aimer? Scripture tells us in Mishlei, the Torah, the laws of the Aimer, the Avad, to their children. And if they reject that, does it not bring death and destruction to them? Sure it does. Brothers and sisters, I want this thing to be made simple to me. I don't like things that are complicated. I don't like to wrestle with things that can be done simple. I like to do things easy. I do. Oh, I like to do things easy. I don't care whether I'm building or what. I want it done easy. I want it to be done the simplest of ways. Not going to take a lot of energy, a lot of time. Not going to cost much. Let's do it that way. I tell my friend, Brother Allen, he thinks too hard when he comes to do something. I like to think simple. Hallelujah. We're going to build a building for Brother James. So I said, Brother Allen, how do we do that? I tell you what, this is what we'll do. Period. We'll build each section here and take it up and just put it together. You build the sides. You build the floor. We do it like that, man. That's easy to do. Well, we can do it like this. I said, man, nah. Too much work. Too hard. Heavy. We build all the sides. Build the studs. Put everything on. Build the floor. Take it. Sit it on some block. Bring me that side. Zit, 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 zit. Bring me that side. Zit, zit, zit. And do it like that. That's how you do it. Oh, that's easy. Sure it is. We do it here. In case I need Brother Dave to do something else, he can stop that and take care of that. Hallelujah. That's how, is that not easy? That's how we'll do it. And that's how Yah has done things. With simplicity. His word made truth unto Israel. We are the body. We are the extension of Yahshua. Shaul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10. He says, I am always bearing about in the body the dying of Master Yahshua, that the life also of Yahshua might be manifest in our bodies. Now, what was the life of Yahshua? Did he do all things that please the Abba? What, did he have a discipline of the Torah?
Yes.
So this life of Yahshua, if it dwells in our bodies and our physical being, do we not have the life of Torah in us?
Yes.
It must be, brothers and sisters. It is not this emotional generations that we have even in the past been a part of. This is the new and the living way, the renewed power of Yah unto Israel. We have always, Israel were always taken by traditions and things. They will go out and they will see the Hittites the way they did things, and they will incorporate a little part of their little pagan worship. They will see the Jebusite, they will incorporate that. They went into Mizraim, as Yah took them there, they would take a little bit of Dagon worship and all of that. Yah says to Israel, I put something in you from the foundation. I put my Torah there. And when the blood of Hamashiach the Dam was shed, that it brought alive that which I put in your mind and your inward parts. And I will send a visitation unto you to make sure you will know. So he has sent his son, Yahshua. Sure he has. He didn't send me to redeem you. He sent Yahshua. He did not even send you to redeem you. But we've done a piss poor job. I see it that way. In that form of vernacular. We have done a piss poor job. All of us. Done a dismal job. So Tora Yah for Yahshua. For the works he has done, they're great. Come on here. Hallelujah. 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 We are called into this body. We are one body in Yahshua, not two. Hallelujah. Colossians. Look at Colossians. Colossians. Chapter 1. If we are the body that we have, what the body consists of? Are we the body? So in that body was the Torah in the lev, was it not? Was the Torah in the mind? So you're not a part of the body of Yahshua without the Torah. It says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consists. And he is the head of the body. Are we the body?
Yes.
Is Yahshua the head of the body?
Yes.
What's in the head? Is the Torah in the head?
Yes.
Has that changed?
No.
And the congregation. Are we not the congregation of Yahweh? Who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence, power to rule, power to dictate, power to instruct, power to show us what Yah commands us and how to walk. For it pleased the Abba that in him should dwell, or should all fullness dwell. So was the fullness of Yahweh in Yeshua? And that fullness was his Torah. Has he changed that, brothers and sisters? He has not changed that. In Yeshua, all the fullness of Yahweh dwelt. We are the body. And in this body is the fullness of Yahweh in this body. The fullness of Yah, did Yeshua come in partial or the fullness? Did he say he did not come in the fullness or the expanse of the stroller? Did he not start coming in the volume? So the volume of Yahweh is in us. The body is filled with the volume of Yahweh. It's filled with the fullness of Yah. Yeshua came in the fullness of the soul. He came in the fullness of the book. So the fullness of Yah is in us by the power of his Torah. We must have the Torah. The Torah must be in our minds. It must be in our life. Without that, then we have no power of Yahweh. I don't care how religious you are. I don't care what kind of offerings you offer up. I don't care what day you attend some synagogue or some temple or some house, some church. It makes no difference at all. We must have the fullness in this body. And the fullness of the power of Yah is his truth. And the fullness of his truth is his Torah. I don't care how mad that's rejected. Let the fools reject it. Don't you reject. Don't be persuaded by their lies, because they cannot. No one can disprove this. You can't disprove what I'm preaching today. So don't even try to challenge me with some weak, frail question. You that are listening as well. I get a lot of that from young men that think that they know something and they know nothing. Have nothing at all. I say, if you got so much to give, why don't you organize a website, do something so others will hear this. If it's the truth, it must be spoken. I will not be the conduit for his rebelliousness of their little childlike manner. One writes to me, well, Dawid was young, but he brought hell upon Israel, didn't he? Rehoboam brought hell, and Solomon too, didn't they? Because they listened to their peers instead of listening to the ones that had wisdom and understanding. Rehoboam. That's why it's a beautiful thing to have elderly men and sisters. You all ought to love them. You young ones should not be foolish in your wickedness. You ought to love all the ones that have an experience in certain things that can instruct you and teach you. Don't be a fool and reject knowledge. I love old men. I do. I have an affinity for older men. I just do. That's just it. Well, that's not natural. No, it is supernatural. I got an affinity for older women, their attitudes and their person. I just do. Old men I love. I like old men. I like them. Just like them. Especially the wise one. His words are governed by the power of God. I love that. Hallelujah. I know once he began to remove the elders, men of ancient, then he's through with the people. So that's why he keeps them around. So bless Yah for that. I said to my sister the night, I need you around. And I mean that. I don't say that for empty words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just gut it up and say, come on, Yah. We're going to wrestle here tonight. You might as well send the Melach, because I'm Israel. And I will prevail against every opposition. So you might as well send it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to allow them to rush this from me. This I did it. This too. No, sir, no, ma'am. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. His promise unto us, even in the covenant that Yah saw before we even saw this. He says, I will read this, as I alluded to in Ibram. I will read this in Jeremiah 31, at verse 31. Yah says, behold, the day comes, says Yah, I will make a bridge to Adasa, a renewed birth covenant, with the bed of Israel and the bed of Yehuda, that they shall be one house, not segregated because of their religious proclivities, their practices that are wicked, not according to the bread that I have made with their avat in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them in the land of Mizraim, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband, a Baal to them, saith Yah. But this shall be the bread that I will make with the bayit of Israel. Do you all hear this? Verse 33. After those days, after the shedding of the blood of Yahshua, after the dam has been spilled, saith Yah, I will put my Torah in the inward parts, I will write it in their levim, and will be their Abba, and they shall be my people. Now, did we have a witness in the covenant of this Brit Shadassa? After those days. And those say that these days are not here yet. They're foolish. Those days, all of this, after Yahshua said, it is finished, it was finished. Yah said, the true seed of my house of Israel, it is my bread, Shadassah, I shall write in them, they shall be my people, and I shall be their Abba. He said, you're going to be greater to me than a wife to a husband. But I will put this in you. I will put it in the body. And we see that with the very body of Yahshua. He invested his truth in him, in this clay body. He has done the same thing in us. Was Yahshua a son or the begotten? He was the begotten of the bosom of Yah. Are we sons? Are we sons? Was it robbery for Yahshua to be equal with Yah? Is it robbery for us to be equal with Yahshua? Are we sons? Was the Torah in the begotten son, in his love and in his mind? Are we sons? Then the Torah is in us as well. That's simple, brothers and sisters. Yahshua is the pattern for the body, for the congregation. And if he were the Torah and the begotten one, then we are sons. It is not robbery to be equal, because as he put the Torah in his mind and in his love, he has put that in you, Yisrael. He has written that in you, Yisrael. He has placed that in you, Yisrael. He has written that in you, Yisrael. And so the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. What? Come on, brother. Not your little play toy. Not your little, take your little old raggedy car. To steal the power of Torah from us. He come to kill the strength of Torah. That's what he come to rob you of. He doesn't care about no house. He gives his children houses and cars and land. Come on! He wants to steal that. He knew what was in Yahshua. That's why he trod that Torah of Yah, the life of Yah in him. He knew that Yahshua, it takes that mind of the Torah, our mind being shaped by the Torah, disciplined by the Torah, to walk in the strength of Torah. Our mind must be disciplined by the Torah. It must be ordered by Yah. And the only way Yah can order our mind or order our steps to right, it must be by a law, a Torah. And so he puts it in our minds and our lives. And Yahshua is the head of us. He is our head. We are the body. And so the body cannot do anything without the command of the head. And so the only thing that's in the head of HaMashiach is the Torah of Yah. It is the Torah. It is the Torah. That is the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. So he has put this in Yisrael. We need the mind of Yahshua. Yahshua says, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Is Yahshua our example?
Yes.
All right, if he's our example, he tells us. Philippians 2, 5. He says, let, Israel, let. It is the command of Yah, let this mind be in you, which was also in Yahshua HaMashiach. What was the mind of HaMashiach? Was his mind the mind of Torah? So let that mind. Let that mind. That is the only mind. Let this mind. For he has put his Torah in the lev of Yahshua. I know what we call the lev. This is the heart here, what we call this thing, that muscle that beats boom, 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 boom. It's a muscle. You may think the feeling has come from here because you feel it there, but the feeling comes from here. Everything. That glob of water and cholesterol, that amazes me. I'm serious. To think of this thing up here, it's nothing but fatty, gooey mess. Water and cholesterol. They tell us cholesterol is bad for me. That's all this thing is. That's all it is. That's all the brain is. It's just a mess. Just gooey stuff. And yet this thing thinks. It controls That's even the scientists can't explain that. But as Brother Dave said, that's awesome. That makes me, that to think on that, come on. And Yah said, I will put my Torah in this. That's profound. That's profound to me. It's without understanding. And that's all right. I like for things. I don't want to understand everything. I want Yah to say, well, just keep searching. Make you search. That's just like you had, you ever put money in a place, say, what did I do with that? I know I had. Come on, we're broke here now. You got a 50 spot and you misplace that, you're going to find that. You're going to look for that 50 spot. I don't care. You're going to sit there. What did I do with that? I know I had it. Take your time now. Just slow down. You speak to yourself like that. Do you rejoice when you find it? Sure you find it. Come on, you sisters that are broke, brothers. You find that 50, whoa, whoa. You're happy, right? And you make sure you put that in a safer place, don't you? I know I do. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So when you find the nuggets of this truth, it makes you put them in a safe place. There's only one safe place. That is the mind of Torah and the love of Torah. So you hide it in there that you will not sin against Yah. So let this mind, as Shaul says, let the same mind that was in Yahshua HaMashiach, let the same mind be in us. Why? Because this mind gives us direction. As Shaul directs the brothers there in Philippians chapter 4, verse 2. He said, I beseech you, your order, and I beseech you, Suntuki, that they be of the same mind in the Master Yahshua. Not a different mind, but it must be the same mind of Yahshua. Well, Kepha told us what that mind is in 1 Peter chapter 1, 4 and 1. For as then as Messiah Yahshua has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from what? Sin. Has ceased from sin. And we know that sin is what? No, sin is what? Say it. Transgression of what? Of the Torah. So we defile the mind of Yahshua when we sin, right? So we know that the mind of Yahshua and the Torah mind will not sin and will not transgress against your way. And that's why we're trying to replace the sins or the transgressions of Yah with all kinds of traditional sins. Well, that's a sin. You did that. That's a sin. That's a sin. That's a sin. No, what a sin is a transgression of the Torah. That's a sin. So we need the mind of Yahshua, brothers and sisters. We need that mind. We're the body. We cannot be in the body without the Torah mind. We must have that. And this thing called Christendom, it has relegated it down to nothing. It is a tool of Shaitan. You're always going to call Yisrael out when they hear the truth. They're not going to run from it. Oh, it may scatter them. It may cause them to ask questions. It may cause them to ponder. It may cause them to get angry. But they're not going to run. Don't harden your heart. Above all things, don't harden your left. Say, I reject that. She's a wise man. He will hear the matter. He will hear the conclusion. He will hear the matter. Evangel Horn would always tell us, let us hear the conclusion of the whole deal. Fear Yah and keep his mitzvah. Keep the Torah of Yah. This is the partial duty of man. Whole. This is the entire duty of man. That has not changed. And that was the duty of Yahshua to come and to revive the power of this life. That Yah put in man when he made man, he breathed in him and he became a living entity unto Yah. And Yah was his head. And he sinned because he transgressed the Torah of Yahweh. And he was unclothed. And so he had to clothe him. Just like when he found us, we were unclothed. We were naked. Was not Israel naked? Navel cord uncut? We were naked, unclean people. Until he anointed our eyes with the eye salve, we began to see how filthy we really were. And we were shameful, were we not? That's why the tears, and you could cry and say, yeah, I'm sorry. What a mess I am. I'm a miserable mess. I know I am. Without Yah, I would be a total misfit. I would not even be worth spitting on. I must just spit on now. But I will show nothing a misfit. And that's the truth. I take no honor upon
David Roberts, all honor to Yah.
I have a few more I want to read for your understanding. I pray that this is a great strength unto you today. I'm kind of wore out a little bit, but I want to finish this. Jehu says, turn again back to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Ephesians. If Yahshua is truly in us, my brothers and sisters, then the Torah of Yahweh is in us. It is what Yahweh seals the lev with, his Torah. And the Ruah of the life of that Torah. The Ruah of Yah is the life of the Torah. Jehu says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, he said, for this cause I bow my knees to Yahweh the Abba of our master Yahshua HaMashiach. For what cause, Jehu? Of whom the whole family in the Shemayim and the earth is named. We're in the name of Yahweh by the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. He said at verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his honor, his majesty, to be strengthened with might by his Ruah in the inward man. Look at this. That Yahshua HaMashiach may dwell where? In our living. Does he dwell in your love? What was in his heart? Was the Torah? That he may dwell in your living by Emunah. That you being rooted and grounded in the Ahava of Almighty Yah, may be able to comprehend with all the Israelite Kiddushims what is the breadth and the length and the depths of Yah, and to know the Ahava of HaMashiach, which passed knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Almighty Yahweh. Did Yahshua come in the fullness of the power of Yahweh? Was the Torah the fullness of his mind and his love? That is what Yah wants us to be filled with. The fullness of his Torah, brothers and sisters. And Yahshua dwelling in our love by the Ruah of Yah. In his love was the Torah, and his mind was the Torah. So if we have the love of Yahshua, then we have a love that loves Torah and loves the discipline of Torah. Because when we walk in the Ruah of the life of Torah, it makes us appreciate Yahweh even the greater. That he will give us such a simplicity of truth. That it will give us great gain in life. And we will have such gains of magnitude that it is beyond our comprehension. What a greatness of our Abba. What a mighty power he possessed, brothers and sisters. And so Yahshua dwelled in the love of Yisrael. He dwells because his love and his love is the Torah. And the love of Yahshua is the Torah. It is not the Baptist tradition, the Methodist, the Pentecostal, the Apostolic. Not the Church of God, the Church of God in Christ. It is not Christo. It is the Torah that was in the love of Yahshua. Yahshua dwells in our love, and the Torah of Yah is in us. In Israel, we are identified by the Torah of Yah. They want to take the color, the complexion of skin, and I hear from different nationalities that say that they are the true seed of Israel. Believe me. And they're all adamant in that doctrine. He had the seed of Israel, Yahshua. He was the seed of Yah, was he not? Is not Israel the seed of Yah? He called, he elected them. And we will know where that seed, when the Ruah comes, it doesn't act crazy, and it's not a foolish Ruah. But it caused that life to come alive in you, and you began to rejoice because this Torah began to have life. You said, man, if I did that, this doesn't produce death in me now? Sure. And we began to rejoice. I want to close with this last verse. Hear this. I'll read it. Hereby know we that we dwell in Yahshua. We know we live in him and he in us because he has given us his Ruah, his spirit. The spirit of Yah, or Yahshua, was to do the will of his Abba, wasn't it? And the will of his Abba was not in his mind, what is not in his love. And the will of his Abba was the power and the light, the revelation of Torah for Israel. So we dwell in him, then the life of Torah is a great strength unto us. And we have seen and do testify that Yahweh the Abba sent Yahshua to be the Savior of the old lamb. I testify that He has sent Yahshua to save the old lamb. I testify of that. So I say to you, Israel, let the light of Yahshua dwell richly in you. Let Him shine forth from your mind, and you will know, because there is such a desire for the Torah revelation and the knowledge of Torah. It is. We're not the seed of Yahweh without the Torah of Yahweh in us. Yahshua had the Torah. He came in the volume. And the book is the lev of Yah. And the Torah is the lev of Yahweh. We cannot reject the heart of Yahweh and say that we love Yahshua. Because the heart of Yahweh is His discipline, His ahava toward Israel. And no avat, no daddy, no I'm a mother can say they love their young one without giving them a Torah. They must. And so Yah has given us a Torah. And it's a Torah that produced the fullness of the life of Yahshua. Not the crazy falling out, sweating like hogs, and women dresses falling up and throwing towels. I've never liked that mess. Throwing rags on them, and they wearing dresses so short you can see their drawers and everything. That's not the Ru'ah. On the day of Pentecost, when the Ru'ah was poured out, there's nowhere where the women did that. You can't show me. You show me that, I'll receive it. I have no problem. And when they got immature and they all wanted to speak in tongues, Shaul had to straighten the brethren's and the elders of Corinthia out. He said, come on now, that's crazy. You're everybody in the... And she looks at... Of course, she looks at... It's ignorance. Who's learning anything? He said, I tell you what, brothers and sisters. He said, if one speaks in tongues, let this one speak. This one speaks, and let one interpretate. Yah says, by the power of Yahshua, for His testimony is only in the house of Israel. And then everybody knows and everybody learns. What a beautiful thing. But you got the whole house. You got this Jezebel that's been out all night long, and every kind of wickedness it is. Bingo parlor all night. Nails painted up like some hoe, some witch, like some gothite. Titties all out, cut down on you. Can't even get her hands up because her breast about to fall out the little too tight bra. It's just the truth. Half of the titty out on the side. That's not Yah. That's foolish mess. The Ruach comes. It brings life. It comes to reprove the world of sin, right? Well, what is sin? Say loud. Transgressing of the Torah. It shows you where you transgress the Torah, brothers and sisters. Don't be beguiled. Don't be a mover, unstable man. That's why Yah, He must have men that are mature to teach us His principles and disciplines of His Torah. Hallelujah. That's why, young men, you listen. You listen to the older men and understand and comprehend. That's what you do. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you. You that are listening, may the strength of Yah rest upon you. We do pray. Wonderful. We bless you all that are listening where you're listening from. May His strength, His truth fill your life today. Bless you all. We bless you all. We do barak Yah for all things. Brother Ricky, there with those there in Newport News, we pray that Yah bless them. Bless you, Pastor Hunter, Sister Mary, your husband, Pastor Person. We hope that all is well. Bless you all. Mother Fields and all. We bless all of you, all you, our listeners. Brother Jerome James, everyone. We don't know everyone that's listening, but we call you by name. Bless you all. We bless you all for your gifts and your offerings. To send for the support of the ministry, and I really do bless you for that. I don't take it in vain, but I bless you all for all the gifts. The smallest one, and the smallest one is the greatest one. Hallelujah. So I bless you all for all things. And we're hearing from quite a few people from all over the visit to the website. They're truly going up tremendously. People are hearing. It's one thing about Brother Paul, he tells everyone about us. I heard from a lady, a sister this morning, she wrote and said, Brother Paul Nisan, and told me about you all. And he's going to be here with us in December, the 14th. He and his wife, they're going to come and visit. He wrote me the other day and said, she wants to come there, Pastor. I said, come on, my brother. Brother Michael, Sister Michael, our brother Alex. Come on, Brother Josh, you all bring little Ahava. Come on, Brother Patrick. I will offer up unto Almighty Yah this Ahava. Come on, sister. Hallelujah. The love of Yah. Yahshua's mighty name.
name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. Hallelujah. Come on, my sister, in all things, Yah.
We take this little Ahava, this little gem of love, Yah. We offer up unto you for the purpose, Yeshua Mashiach. If your Torah, her little love, her mind, she received the Torah of life from her Abbot and her Ima. For we commit her into your hands for safekeeping. You watch over her and preserve her and keep her all the days of her little life. We trust you to do it. We believe you. Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, yes, little thing. How you doing? Huh? Little baby there. Well, Pastor Roberts, he knows how to hold them. Hasn't had any, but... Ah. Torah-yah. Torah-yah. All right. Shalom Yisrael. For that is Yisrael. Hallelujah. Yah barak you all. You, our friends that are listening, may Yah strengthen you all on this week. You that are listening, if you have a short wave, see if you can pick us up on frequency 3185, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. EST time, Eastern Standard Time. The short wave frequency 3185. Yah barak you all, may He strengthen you all. Let us stand to our feet. Come on, you all, and sing for me. Come on, come on. Sing my song, you all. Hallelujah. All right. Sing to the honor of Yah. Bless you all that are listening. We hope that Yah has enriched you today. And bless you mightily, and that your love has been fattened of the simple truth. May He help you all. Bless you, Brother Paul Nissan. All of our friends, Brother Jerome James, wherever you're listening. Brother Marta, Sister Melissa, the children. Yah strengthen them and help them, I pray. Elder Irvin there, Yah barak you, my friend. All of you all. Shalom, Yisrael. Pastor Pennington, bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. All right. Come on, give them a shout of praise. Hallelujah. And all things we do brought you this day are of ours. We do told you for all things, for your blessed assurance through heaven, you are sure. May this simple truth today be a strength unto Israel. May it touch the love of your people scattered throughout the nations of the world. Bless us all the Shabbaton as we take rest and delight in Yahshua's mighty name. And we shall enjoy the beauty of this day. Yahshua's mighty name. And all Israel cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Shalom Israel. Yes.